I'm very excited today. I'm chatting to two people who are very important to the arts community in South Australia. The CEO of Carclue, Trish, and the Senior Programming Director for Carclue, John. Hi, guys.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn your mics on.
Hello.
Oh, hi, guys. Good afternoon. How is everyone?
Yeah, really good. Thank
good,
you.
Thanks.
So could you tell me a little bit about Carclue for those who might not know what Carclue is?
Okay, I'll start. Carclue has been around for about over 40 years. It's based in North Adelaide in a beautiful old building. But what's most important to us is our program, which works. We run for children, young people, and young artists up to the age of 26. Mm. So our focus is on getting creativity into the lives of children and communities and early careers.
Mm. Something very important to the youth at the moment, I think. So that you guys have a holiday school program
at the moment.
That is the word.
Yeah,
I'm
we've actually got a couple running at the moment.
Yeah.
We have one running at Carclue House in North Adelaide, which is called our Explore Arts Program. And every day there's something different for kids to do. Like tomorrow, kids aged 7 to 12, we have Spoken Word, which is doing like sort of performance poetry storytelling workshops. So kids sort of getting up and telling their stories. And then for the older ones, 12 to 17, Nish Cash is coming in to do some aerosol art. And so, you know, if kids, young people have been interested in learning a few skills around that, that's the ideal opportunity. And then on Friday, we got some shadow puppets for the younger kids, and then a bit of sculpture for the older ones as well. And Clay Critters, that's called, with Mariana Dobson. Then we've got a whole other program on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday's not operating because it's Anzac Day. Then Thursday, Friday next week, which unfortunately this one's sold out because Monday and Tuesday we have a wizarding intensive for age 9 to 15, where if you're a bit
very
of a
popular
Harry Potter nerd, it's 2 days of Hogwarts immersion. But we also got digital self-portraits where there's a photo of you that you can then manipulate, learning some skills for 12 to 17-year-olds, but learning a bit of digital manipulation skills. We've got some textile stuff, and then we've got how to make a short film with an iPad, trying to get young people interested in using these smartphones and tablets and other devices as creative tools and not just as passive consumers of the stuff that they offer, but actually getting active with them. And we're really passionate about that so that young people can get creative wherever or however they are. So that's all happening at Carclue. But if you are up in the north, in the northern suburbs, particularly around Playford, we have a program up there called Pom Pom, which is this amazing thing that runs all year. It runs every Saturday during school term, but during the school holidays it runs every day. So between 11 and 3 we have two artists up there as well as two artist assistants. So we have four people up there. It's for kids 12 and under and their families. We encourage the families to hang around and participate. But there's two separate workshops happening. You can come at any time you like and, just get involved. It's usually one's 2D and one's 3D. So one might be a drawing or a painting workshop and the other one might be a sculpture or it might be photography or something else. But it means that, yeah, kids can come along and come the whole week or they can come for one day or however they like. And it's really amazing artists that we get to go up there and do that.
Sounds like a really good good program.
It's one of our favourites, Pom Pom. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed during the talk about the holiday programming is that it is multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
You were telling me, Trish, about Carclue being a one of a kind.
We focus on all art forms, so children and young people who it doesn't really matter what they're interested in. So it could be writing, music, dance, visual arts, film. We make sure that all of our programs, whether it's the Explore Arts holiday programs or the artists who we take into schools across the state or any of our other initiatives, that there's always a broad interest. So, it doesn't really matter what you're interested in. Mm. You can find a spot.
And you talk about support, but that support isn't just about putting programs on during the school holidays. It is literal support. You're your fellowships for young artists are open at the moment.
That's right. So, and it's not just for young artists. So it's anyone working in the industry or with an aspiration to be have a career in arts or creative industries. So it might be that you are an artist with who has a career-changing opportunity that you need some funds to back you, to take you overseas or to get you a mentorship, any number of opportunities like that. But it's also for all of the other people who make the arts wheels turn, so administrators, technicians, curators. There's a multi range of careers in the industry, and our fellowships are opened up to a whole range of interests and professional aspirations there.
Mm.
Yeah.
How can people apply?
Best thing to do really is to have a look at our website, which is carclue.com.au.
That's the one.
Thank you. Just have a look at the guidelines, and there'll be the name and contact number for someone to speak to. And we really, really recommend that people take the opportunity of speaking to someone on staff, because there's a lot of experience there, and they can help you by looking at a first draft or giving you some advice about how a budget works. It's really about not just about throwing in an application and hoping it floats, but we're set up to assist people to think about what their project needs to look like and all of the bits and pieces that go together to make a successful outcome.
Writing a grant can be a really daunting task for a young artist, for a young person, that you think, oh, well, I have no idea what sort of language to employ or how to describe my practice. I just do it. I don't think about it. Which is why we have the process in place that you can come down. You can come down before your draft is written and go, this is what I do. How do I go about writing this grant application? And Rebecca or Bethany will sit down and talk with an artist or an arts worker through the process of articulating that, and then you can write a draft and get that read and then get some feedback on it. So, you know, most places when you're applying for grants, you don't get that sort of level of service, but because we are here to help people. Well, we go from 5 years old to 26 years old, but, you know, once they're 18 to 26, we're really looking at careers in the arts and doing everything that we can to steer someone in the right direction. And even if you're unsuccessful, we're very thorough in the feedback that we give to young artists who've applied for a grant. And if they've got a great idea but it wasn't quite the right time or something, we'll encourage them to apply again, because we have these fellowships every year, but we also have project and development grants every 6 months. So if you've got an idea for a play that you want to write or some sort of graphic design you want to create, you can apply for a grant of up to $10,000 to make that a reality. And again, we can go through the same process where you can have some consultation on how to write that grant and a bit of feedback on a draft as well, which is pretty unique in Australia, I think.
And something else that we offer is a microloan, so no interest microloan, small amounts of money, but we have a financial partner who helps us with all the assessments and the requirements for taking out a loan. But it was the first microloan for arts in South Australia. It's designed specifically for that very early career financial boost that someone might need to perhaps buy some equipment or have a trip somewhere that is life-changing for them in terms of their career. And particularly for equipment, it's very hard to get a grant for that sort of investment. But with a microloan, if you can show that you have plans for how you can pay that off, it's interest-free, and for some artists, that's really the thing that they need at that point in time.
Mm. Yeah, so it ensures that art from South Australians is getting made and being put out there.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining me. To circle round back to the holiday program, when is that running?
Well, it's running right now. We have a house full of kids as we speak.
Buzzing.
I've actually got to get back there to do the sign out when the parents pick them up. But that's running, today, tomorrow, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday next week. And same days for Pom Pom up in Davern Park.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me, Trish Carclough's CEO, and John, the Senior Programming Director. Thanks so much, guys.